of laps.
Yeah, straighten me out on laps.
Well, the laps issue is nothing but a red herring argument, Your Honor. He indicated that the policy was already lapsed when the grace notices were issued in December and January of 2010 and 2011, respectively. That's simply not true. What the grace period provision, and this is in the grace period provision, it says that the policy will lapse in the future if the premium is not paid, the sufficient premium is not paid by the end of the grace period. Now, under Louisiana law, the Louisiana Administrative Code has a definition for lapse because the Louisiana Administrative Code requires a 30-day grace period. And so that code, by law, has to define when that grace period is triggered, and the Louisiana law defines that lapse as the date when the cash surrender value is I think it says first equals zero. And so basically under Louisiana law, the effective date of lapse was December 12, 2010. But that is only the effective date. That is not, that doesn't mean that on December 13th the policy had lapsed. It was still in effect. The grace period provision specifically says that the policy will remain in force until the end of the grace period. And moreover, the statute does not measure the notice period from the date of lapse. The date of lapse under the Louisiana Administrative Code is completely irrelevant to the issue here. The issue here is when was a premium required to be paid? The premium was required to be paid before the end of the grace period. There is absolutely no basis in this policy for a finding that the policyholder was obligated to pay a premium at the time the grace period began. It was not until the end of the grace period.